Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia. And Brian, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
I hear it.
I hear silence because I moved into the bubble.
Oh, you did?
There's no more wind.
Yep, I see. You can't deal outside with the elements. I understand.
I'm just trying to make good radio, bruh.
All right, bruh.
We're not messing around. We are getting right to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Let's bring in our guest, Mr. Steve Smith, one of my favorite receivers to ever play the game. The definition of toughness. Steve, thank you so much for joining us, man.
What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, Steve. What's up, brother?
Nothing much.
Hey, JP was wondering, where did the cut to it come from for the podcast?
Oh, that's a great question. We had a few names. I was trying to be original, but also be kind of what I am, what we are. And so one of them was Copacetic, you know, being West Coast with E-40. Shooting the Breeze was already taken. So we just wanted something, and it was like, you know what, we just want our stuff to be transparent, what we are. So just, you know, cut to it.
All right. Good stuff.
So, Steve, you do great work on TV and on your podcast covering the NFL. You obviously know Ron Rivera and this staff pretty well. Now they're going back to Carolina. If that wasn't a big enough story, they're going back to Carolina to face Cam Newton. Let's start with last week for Washington. What do you think they did right to get that big upset win over Tampa?
Well, I mean, you know, there is one of those cliches that you can say you have a team's number, right? When you have a good formula, it works. And it's only been 2 years, so 2 games, and the formula works. However, you know, not to sound mean, but, you know, if you're only going to cap off saying you beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice, but you pretty much don't do anything else, I mean, that's, you know, it just depends on which way you look at it. Is the glass half empty or half full? But really the whole objection is to have successful football. So really not sure what spectrum the Washington football fan base is on, but, you know, I guess if you're just looking for having a big upset, you know, kind of that D2, D1, AA mentality, that's great. You go into a big house, you beat a team, but at the end of the day, you're still not doing anything in January and February.
And that's the thing. That's the way I think about it. Basically, like I said, that right after the game, as JP said, I didn't allow them enough time to enjoy the game. I said, well, if they don't win next week, it means nothing.
It's true. You have to add up the wins. The moral victories don't really add up to anything. Moral victories, if you have enough of them, it gets you fired.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, looking at,
that's a great point.
Definitely. Looking at Carolina, all right, and the story for the outside is about Cam Newton, but they have other guys on that squad that I think that Washington needs
Do
to be
they?
More.
Are you sure?
I think so. Looking at the secondary here and the receivers that they have, that could be a problem for them. And if Christian McCaffrey, I just think that when you focus so much on, if we focus on Cam as a defense, then Christian is going to get space, and that's a problem for Washington.
But let's break that down, because I live in Carolina. Mm-hmm. I root for the team. I am a 49ers fan. I grew up a 49ers fan. I have a Joe Montana autograph picture. Uh-huh. I have a Steve Young autograph jersey. Bro, J.J. Stokes, Jerry Rice, John Taylor. I can go on and on. So I'm a 49ers fan. But obviously, I live in Carolina, played for that team for 13 years. And I do some analyst work for them during the preseason. But also, my job is to, you know, just who the core of. I'm going to shoot you straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, whatever people want to say Cam is bringing to the table, that's fantastic. And I'm not against that. I don't want to come across, you know, people saying as a hater. But one of the things that as an analyst, I am, my job is to look at the whole game, the mm-hmm. complexity of the game. And here in Carolina, I made a joke and I said it in a way because I personally think is you're doing a detriment to all the other 52 other guys, the field goal kicker, place kicker, the kickoff guy, the long snapper, like it all works, right? Cam Newton was 3 for 4 for 8 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he played great. First of all, I've noticed it too by doing games. I think we use the word great way too much because Taylor Heineke was good, but he was playing against a great quarterback. And Cam Newton was all right. 3 for 4 for 8 yards or in a total of offense, 15 yards total for line scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you call that great. But, of course, he shouldn't be great because he was only there for like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Right? So, but we want to talk about it was a sprint right option in which he threw a great pass that with Robbie Anderson that people will say Sam Darnold could not throw that pass. And that's true because they never done it or didn't complete it till then. However, rewind it a few plays back. How did they get that close to the goal line and get in the red zone?
Mm-hmm.
Sack fumble, right? Caused by the defense. You know, there's a lot of things they're talking about Cam in the essence because I understand it. But I'm also saying let's give our flowers and our bouquet to the right guys as well,
mm-hmm.
not excluding but including. If Cam was great for 3 for 4, then P.J. Walker going to the Hall of Fame because he had 197 yards.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken? Now, I know I'm not a scientist or a major mathematician, but if somebody say I give you $8 or $8 million and you say that's great and I get $197 million, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what, you know, you're talking about the Washington Redskins, the Washington football team, they need to be careful. Man, that secondary for the Carolina Panthers is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got Stephon Gilmore locking people down. A.J. Boye is coming to his own after, you know, having a suspension, having some injuries, right? Dante Jackson is no punk. He's out there playing well. Shaq Thomas is playing out of his mind. He's missed a few games, come back, and he is blowing people up behind the line of scrimmage. My point is this team has an opportunity to make some trouble for a lot of teams heading into the end of November, December, and January, but we're talking about one man as if he can fix 52 other problems. That our offensive line is still pedestrian, can't block me or B. Mitch. That don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's a lot of things of this football game that is going to be interesting. How does you know, Washington football team line up? How does their defense, are they going to show up? Consistently, are they going to apply pressure to an offensive line who's been giving up a ton of pressure?
Mm.
Right. So those are the little essence that I think we keep talking about one guy, but we're negating the effort of a defense that's been carrying this team with a pedestrian, very average offense of point production with some stellar wide receivers. That hasn't been really talked about in the last couple of weeks because we want to talk about one man. And kind of take away from all the other men that's been balling.
That's
prior
exactly
to
what
Cam
I'm
getting there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the narrative is Cam, but there are other people that on the offense. If you focus on him and he just hand the ball to somebody, or toss the ball to somebody else, you're in trouble. And I think that's the ultimate thing where Robbie can hurt you. You know, that's what I'm saying. Those
DJ
receivers
Moore can hurt you.
And DJ Moore can hurt you. But if you come into the game just thinking about Cam, that's a bad move.
No. I agree. And I also agree that you let Cam start. What do you say to PJ is if Cam doesn't play well for three games, then you come back to PJ and say, oh, okay, we know you did good a couple of weeks ago. We benched you for no reason, and now we want to come back. Man, that's one of those. I've had it, and I've gotten a fine for it. Man, I was playing in the game for 2.5 quarters. Man, they wouldn't throw me the ball. Man, coach comes up to me, and I won't say who it was, about third quarter. He says, hey, I need a play. I looked at him, rolled my eyes, and said, I didn't think you know I was on this team today. And I waved him off. I said, man, put somebody else in.
Steve, I got to say, I know why you and Brian get along so well. We are talking with Steve Smith, Carolina Panthers, Baltimore Ravens, an NFL legend, soon to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Steve, you know Ron. I'm curious what you think about the – not necessarily the job he's doing in Washington. They're 3-6. Last year they're 7-9. But kind of the big picture message that Ron portrays that – it's going to take 3 to 5 years to rebuild this Washington team into a consistent winning organization.
Man, I don't know what planet y'all live on, but 3 to 5 years ain't gonna get you. 3 to 5 years ain't gonna get you nothing. Bro.
3 to 5 years get you five.
Like, you ain't gonna make it to five, right? I'm interested too because, you know, as I've been out of the game and out of the locker rooms, I've stayed out of locker rooms because it's been interesting. I watch football now from a different vantage point. I get to talk to agents. I get to talk to player personnel, scouts, owners, GMs. I'm going to tell you, man, when I was a player, I was an idiot not knowing all the nastiness and foolishness that goes on and the mirages that are going on. And I'm not saying that Coach Rivera is a mirage, and what you see is not what you get. But I do know there's a lot of things going on that does not always necessarily come off what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. I know with Coach Rivera, is he a player's coach? Man, coach would be in the locker room every single morning. He's very approachable. If I text Coach Rivera today and say something, I could cuss him out on y'all radio show, text him. He may not reply, but a couple of days later, he'll reply. Heard what you said, Steven. Disagree. Right? Me and him always been like that. Mm-hmm. Even when I was a player of his, I didn't like when he did something, I'd tell him. Right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't like it. He didn't agree. We'll talk about it, hash it out. My point is, Coach Rivera is a really good coach. Just like there's coaches and players that are really good at whatever level or previous employment, that doesn't always equal up to success. Mike Holmes is a great example. Did well in Green Bay, did all right, did pretty good in Seattle, pooped a bed in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on. I know Coach Rivera, to his core, great coach. But sometimes great coaches cannot resurrect you from the dead all the time. And I hate to say it this way, but the Washington football team, from the inside out, has a lot of turmoil, has a lot of dysfunctionness, and have made a lot of terrible picks. And when you use draft capital and it doesn't work out like Dwayne Haskins or some of these other guys, where you bring in a Ryan Fitzpatrick, he plays well, he hurts his hip, now you got Taylor Heineke, he's going to play good, he's not going to play good. He's a gunslinger. What I believe backups always evaluate backups this way. When I look at a backup, they can play good for a little bit. But at some point during the game, some point during the season, they shall, and you can book it, do something that says, damn, I see why he's a backup. And Amen. When you have that, when you have backups playing starters at some point, they will improve. But one of the reasons why backups – or guys who aren't starters originally never improved during the season. Here's why. Very few teams have success, but the ones who do, they figure it out. Very few teams actually work on improvement during the season. They don't. They work on game plan. They don't have time to figure it out. The player must take it upon himself because the coaches are coaching the next opponent, the next play. They may go over the mistakes of last week because y'all didn't communicate with a TE stunt. So we're going to teach you how to communicate, but we're not going to teach that lineman how to not get his ass whooped on the TE stunt or the one-on-one. It doesn't improve because they don't have the time. But there are some teams that do, and those teams that do, they're always in the upper echelon, day in first class, every time in January, February, because they coach 365 days. Mm. Not everybody has it. And I'm just telling you, I know that coaching staff, they got some good coaches on there. They got some okay coaches. They got some great coaches. But ultimately, Washington football team, man, y'all got to get your stuff together. And you got to get it together quick. Because whether it's emails or players, y'all are underperforming. And it's and you know, you're not going to have four more years to figure it out.
Speaking the truth, Steve Smith. Steve, I wanted to ask you a little bit just about, like, kind of the offensive scheme. Because I think you overlapped with Scott Turner some in Carolina, and I know
I have a interesting take on Scott Turner. Scott Turner only knows one offense, and I've said this before, and people will say, "Oh, he's biased. He doesn't like it." And I'm a football player. I've learned four or five different offenses. Have I excelled in all of them? Some of my, you know, it took me a little bit of time because the wording and how it is complex. But Scott Turner is a really good offense coordinator for what he knows. He knows one scheme. And when you only know one scheme, that could get you in trouble. Mm. Because you only going to go back. You have too much film on you. You have film that, one, you can't evolve. You have no new wrinkles that are shocking. And long term, you're always going to fall back and run the exact same stuff. Uh-huh. Scott Turner's offense, Jason Garrett's offense, and a few others, are all from one guy, Turner.
North Turner.
They all have been there, and they're all running some type of version of it. And I hate to say it, all those guys are not damn successful in the last 2 years, are they?
No, they're not.
Hello?
Nail on the head, brother. Nail on the head.
No, I don't need y'all to nod on radio. I need you to use your voice.
You hit the nail on the head right there, Steve. But I got a question for you. You're down in Carolina. You watch Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel comes here, hadn't been healthy since he's gotten here, hadn't got on the field for like a quarter and something.
Yeah. Y'all pay Curtis Samuel $75 million. You know why? Because Scott Turner's comfortable with him. He knows what he's going to get. Y'all overpaid. Good luck. Thank you. Next. Hey, I'm bodying people this month. This is Thanksgiving. We need limbs, turkeys. You know, there's families out here that's hungry. So, what you want? I'm just being honest. Like, I have no problem with Curtis, but I'm just evaluating. Mm-hmm. $75 million for you to be the best third down tight end, third down wide receiver, which he was great. But, man, you don't get a parade averaging 46 catches, you know, under 50, 60 yards. And then you're unhealthy. He was hurt when they got him here. Okay, that's fine. But now you suffer because you use all this equity for a guy that isn't going to play, can't play, and when he does, doesn't really move the radar. People aren't shaking in their boots to play Curtis Samuel. Never have, never will. Sorry.
Steve, big picture, because you touched on something that as – somebody that's been here and B has been here. I mean, this Washington situation could just be beyond repair. If it is possible to fix this thing, is Ron Rivera and this staff the group to do it?
This is the real honest. Ron Rivera, the man, I believe he can. However, this is so many moving parts. It's beyond being a good person, a great guy. Some of this is... If the Washington football team is a person, Ron Rivera is part of it. He's a friend of the person. The Washington football team has a heart issue. This team is not there because their coach is piss poor and not very good. Coach is good. It's not because some of the players aren't very good. It's a heart issue. And you got to clean it up from the inside out. And Ron Rivera is not the problem. You got to get some of these other people who have caused the problems before Ron Rivera's gotten there. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is because I'm not there.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do that.
You know what trying does?
No, but what I'm saying is they have given.
Trying is good.
They've given Ron. They've given Ron carte blanche to do whatever he feels needed. I, as a person, don't think that one person could do everything.
And I think you can't.
You need more help to do it. So, and I think that's the issue at this point where, like you said, great coach. But I think he's doing more other stuff than coaching, and that's a problem to me.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, everybody teach his own, right? Mm-hmm. And Washington y'all are in a market and in a division. Mediocrity is not acceptable. You play in the Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giants. You got a lot of people that want to see y'all be successful. Y'all were successful back in the day,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to go back to those things.
Yeah.
You got to go back to the basics. Start to have some. I believe you got high character in I would say most of the coaching staff, right? You know, because I don't know every coach there, and then some of the ones I do know, wouldn't give them a ham and cheese sandwich because just don't trust them. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I do think. There are some other things that in that organization that is beyond Ron.
Yeah.
Is beyond him, and he wasn't even there for when that foolishness was going on.
Yeah, he inherited some cancers.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, whether we like to deem this good or not, people don't care what you got going on. They don't care if your mama got cancer. They don't care if your uncle's dying of COVID. When you accept that jersey, when you run out of that tunnel, they expect you to play at your best.
True.
And that is the business of it. And the Washington fans, they want a winning team. And they don't care who, what, when, where, and how. They just expect, and when you walk out of that tunnel, you must deliver.
Amen.
Steve, can't thank you enough
for the
time.
Appreciate you, brother. I knew you were bringing straight.
Who wins this weekend? Washington Panthers.
The truth or the lie?
Truth.
Truth, I don't care, bro. the lie is, man, the reason I'll say I don't care is I just think one of these things, I expect Carolina should beat Washington. I don't think this is really a game with Chase going down, Montez Sweat not playing. You know, you guys aren't full power. Taylor Heinicke doesn't scare anybody. Really, for me, the way they performed, the defense performed for three quarters, shutting out the number three offense, why should I care about a game that we're already supposed to win?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be looking down the road. Just as a fan, just as an analyst, right? Just like the Buffalo Bills a couple of weeks ago, I didn't look at them. That wasn't a game I was concerned about losing to the Jags, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. You're going to have some of these games. So some of these key teams later in the season, they're going to lay an egg. But what do they do when they do it and what has been exposed?
Yeah.
Steve, thank you again, man. Really
appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care, man.
That was Steve Smith, Panthers, Ravens, NFL legend, soon-to-be Hall of Famer. Listen, if you missed any part of that interview, get on the Odyssey app and rewind and listen to the whole damn thing. A lot of really smart football perspective there. When we return, we're going to dive into what Steve said.
See why me and that guy gets along?
I definitely see why you guys get along. We got DeAndre Carter joining the program at 12:45.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Woo! That's all I have to say after that Steve Smith interview, man.
Yeah.
It's great. Listen, Steve Smith always is honest on NFL Network and on air, but I think he's obviously friends with you, Brian, and that brings another level of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you two play golf together and start trash-talking and gambling, how intense does that get?
We don't do a lot of gambling on the golf course. I think I'm a little a different era on the golf course area at that moment.
So Steve's game is like mine, and yours is
it's
like
not,
yours?
It's not mine. So, you know, he's kind of like you. You know, we play golf together. We rib each other, but we don't really bet a lot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how we do it. But the thing of it is, like, the thing I love about Steve is, you know, I just did a promo for us tomorrow, and I said, you know, we do that every Friday. We do Ask Me Mitch Anything. I say, if you can't handle my answer, don't ask me a question. And I think that's the ultimate way where, see, society has gone into this soft mindset where we try to sugarcoat everything and we don't tell the truth about things. I've been asked since I got on radio about, oh, man, how you try to keep controversy going. I said, man, I just tell the truth, and that's controversy because most people lie to you all the time. Remember he asked the question, he said, you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to tell you a lie? And the truth is he don't care who wins the game, you know? But a lie would have been, oh, Carolina, Washington, whatever. But the whole thing is a lot of people, I'd much rather a person be straightforward with me because that can make me learn something. But if you lie to me and you know you're lying to me and I take it as, oh, well, he really likes me, I never, ever learn that you don't like me. I'll never learn what to do or to try to improve myself to change some things up. But that whole conversation that Steve Smith just had with us, one thing stuck in my head. He said, when y'all got him, he was hurt, talking about Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
And now it makes a bunch of damn sense to me as to why It's been so much angst when y'all ask questions about Curtis. It's been so much vitriol and anger and emotional stuff coming from certain persons on the team because about surgery and things. I would have to believe that surgery has happened at one point in time. And I believe that if other people from other cities are saying somebody was hurt from the city he came from saying he was hurt when you got him, maybe that's the reason they're trying to cover up whatever has transpired around him. That's a damn problem. That is no different than what things were prior to this new regime coming in. And the thing that was presented is that we're going to be a new culture, open, upfront, transparent. And if all this stuff is coming out, that slowly I get information, people drop information, then this is the same crap we were dealing with. Lies. So if that dude was hurt, and he's bit people's heads off for asking very, very serious and relevant damn questions, that needs to be addressed.
Certainly. Now, Curtis Samuel was back today. It's the first time we've seen him in a while. He was on the side field, not practicing, but on the side field. But
it is November 18th.
Correct.
He was signed when?
He was signed the first week of March when free agency.
And then in May, all of a sudden, mysteriously, injuries started popping up.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, that mysterious injury that popped up is still not welcome.
Seven months.
June, July, August, September, October, November, 6 months right there. So I'm just strange. Now, it's strange to me.
Steve is obviously an opinionated person, and I think you're totally right, B, that a lot of people, a lot of life is all about not necessarily lying, but kind of holding back truths to try to make things more pleasant. Because a lot of times telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth is unpleasant.
Yeah,
right?
But
so we all kind of coexist in this
but
space
if you don't tell the whole
where
truth,
we kind of fib with one another.
If you don't tell the whole truth, it's a lie.
But what Steve is saying is, listen, I like Ron. I think he's a good coach. I think one thing we all realize is that Ron takes care of his players. Players like Rivera. As long as you're doing what he wants and you're buying into his system, players like Rivera. But when the question is Ron and this staff the right group to turn around this Washington football organization? And Steve says, I don't know, man. They got problems from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling the truth there.
Yeah, he's bigger. The problems here are bigger than the regime and the coaching staff that has come in here. This problem has existed for a while. And I don't think that one person can change it without the exact help of those who've created it. And what I say about that is, when you don't change stuff and fix stuff, you create stuff. And you could come in saying and thinking what you want. If the mindset doesn't change of the others that are above you, and let's get this one thing straight, he has people above him. If the mindset don't change there, then it's a waste of damn time. But ultimately, he kept stating that Ron's a great coach. And my thing is, if you are a great coach, be a great coach. Stop trying to be everything else.
Well, I think this is probably an unpopular opinion. I think people celebrate Mike Shanahan a little too much. I know there's like a push to get him in the Hall of Fame now. To me, he was really good when he had John Elway, and that was kind of the extent of it. I do think he is certainly a vanguard when it comes to offensive football. And what Steve was saying about Scott Turner, that Scott's really good with one system, but that's the only system he's got. I think Mike was able to develop lots of systems.
Mm-hmm.
But when Washington hired Mike Shanahan, he was the savior. He was coming here. He had a better resume than Ron Rivera. He had back-to-back Super Bowls. He had two rings. When he puts his hand on the table, there's two rings on that hand.
Yep.
Okay? Shanahan got here, and he was going to fix everything. And he had the right relationship with Dan, and everything was going to get fixed. And everything remained broken.
You got to realize that was three heads to that story, three parts of that story.
Of course.
And then Mike also came in, and this is a problem. Like people, we see one thing, we don't see everything. Mike was coming in to try to promote his son. And when you come in to promote your son, and then also you think you're going to be changing an organization, you get messed up a little bit.
Yeah. You're not focused. Now, Kyle was already a coordinator in Houston.
He was already a coordinator.
But the plan was definitely to establish him as the head coach.
Yeah, so I am now going to let my son run this offense a little bit more so the next time he goes and talk, he wasn't just the offensive coordinator. He was the guy that did it all. I was the CEO. He ran the offense. Very much how this offense and stuff is being ran now. The defense is being ran. So he came in here with agendas. And then he forgot that when he tried to, like, overstep bounds, then the other guy started to bring in himself, and Bruce. And now you had all types of stuff going on. So you cause an issue. But what I'm saying right now is the way that you can change this thing the best, you coach the football team. And whoever is going to do the personnel and things, they do that. You all talk. You come together with some stuff. But one man can't do it all.
B, I got to say this. I am – people are mad at me for tweeting out that Steve Smith said Curtis Samuel's overpaid and hurt. And people are mad at me.
Well, JP, this is one thing, and I need you to start it. Stop being worried about what people think, okay? You tweeted out something that was going on, and a lot of stuff that has happened around. See, the problem with the fan base is they get so caught up in being fans that they don't ever listen and hear the stuff that they need to, and they don't hear the truth. So when you do a radio show and TV show, you can't be so concerned about other people's opinions. You do your job. You give them the information. Now, if they decide to forget about the information, that's their damn idiotic problem. But if they don't, if you say something and present something that's out there and is truthful that can help their decision making, and they don't use it, that's on them. You did your job.
Do your job. One player that is doing his job at a high level right now is DeAndre Carter. It's been a very pleasant surprise for the Washington football team. Arguably their best free agent move right now. We're going to talk to him next. 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch in Philly. B. Mitch here and JP out at the practice facility finding out what's going on with the Washington football team as they prepare to take on the Carolina Panthers this weekend. We'll get back into the interview with Steve Smith. But DeAndre Carter, a young man who came to this football team, and early on I knew it was going to be a problem for Steven Sims. He's been doing very well after having a big kick return for a touchdown to now producing as a receiver in a much-needed situation when a lot of guys aren't on the field. And injuries has caused that problem. He had a chance to sit down and talk with J.P. Finley. Let's take a listen.
Always appreciate to get to sit down and talk with Washington wide receiver, Mr. DeAndre Carter.
Appreciate you having me.
Coming into this, kind of hot. You've got a touchdown in each of the last two games.
Yes, sir.
Tough road loss in Denver.
Yeah.
But everything finally clicked against Tampa.
This
team looked like what you want Ron Rivera's vision to be.
Yeah.
How did everything come together?
We just executed really well in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. Offensively, we had a great week of practice. Taylor came back from the bye, and everything was clicking. You know, you could tell a little bit of difference. Like, got a little rest, you know, for him. But we just executed, and that's all it came down to. And it, you know, put some points up and was able to score in the red zone.
Your third touchdown of the season, a really pretty catch. It seems like you and Heinicke have some good chemistry.
Yeah.
What was the play called? When did you know you were scoring? How did it work?
Just a bunch play. You know, we've been running that play since training camp. The look that we got from the defense is pretty much predicated for that play call, and it worked out pretty well. And then Taylor threw a dime, you know, and executed.
When you signed here,
yeah,
let's call it April, maybe
yeah.
March. It was primarily people thought, all right, he's going to get a chance to earn a spot as a kick returner,
right?
Punt returner, kick returner. Get to camp. I think you showed a lot more precision in your route running as
yeah.
a receiver than folks were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I start seeing you run gadget plays,
yeah.
and you're getting these jet sweeps and reverses and stuff. Could you have envisioned in March or April what your role would be now, where you're on the field 80% of the offensive snaps?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I necessarily envisioned it. I knew that I was always capable. But it's just getting opportunities to show, you know, that I can play receiver in this league. And our coaches gave me a great opportunity to do that in training camp, starting training camp and OTAs. And then, you know, we had some guys go down earlier in the season. I got an opportunity to play, you know, on Sundays, you know, and make a couple of plays. And so it's just building that trust, you know, with Taylor, building that trust with the coaches that they can put me in and, you know, any situation I can run any route in our offense and be able to go out there and make plays and execute.
And, I mean, clearly you feel like you're established as an NFL player now?
You're always, you know, working to get better. You know, I think that I've proved that, I can play in this league, you know, week in and week out, offense and special teams. I'm just trying to continue to grow my role and, you know, continue to establish myself and get comfortable playing and, you know, keep making plays.
We've talked about this before. It's personal for you.
Yeah.
Who do you play for when you go out there?
Yeah, my little brother, Kalen Carter, passed away. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy when I was, you know, my junior year of college.
Is that a heart issue?
Heart issue, yeah, the heart issue. And
was it unexpected or something the family had been?
No, it's unexpected. It's really undetectable, you know, for a lot of people until, you know, you go and you actually test for it.
So you were a junior in college?
I was a junior in college.
He
was a senior in high school.
Okay.
Going into his senior season in high school, you know, he was at a workout and, you know, passed out, went into a coma. Was in a coma for about a month. You know, there towards the end, we realized, you know, he wasn't going to, you know, make it. And, you know, we had to pull the plug, you know, as a family. But on his deathbed, you know, I made him a promise that I was going to make it in this league for both of us. You know, it was both of our dreams. You know, I kind of took it upon myself to do all the things that, you know, he wanted to do, that we both wanted to do, that he was never going to get an opportunity to do. And it's what gets me up every day. You know, throughout my journey in the league, you know, I've been cut, you know, numerous amount of times. And it's what gets me out of bed every day. It's what pushes me. It's why, you know, I don't quit. It's why I've never folded. It's why I keep going every day.
Was he a football player also?
Yeah, he was a football player as well, football, track, basketball. He was at football practice when, you know, the situation happened. Yeah.
When you talk to your parents after a big game like you
yeah.
had against the Bucks, do you guys talk about your brother?
Definitely. You know, it's you know, coming full circle. They know it's the reason, you know, why, part of the reason why I play and why I keep going. And, you know, the successes that, you know, I've had so far this season has been great for, you know, my family, you know, my dad, my brother's mom, you know, my grandmother, everybody back home. Being able to, you know, enjoy the process, you know, people getting the opportunity now to hear his story and know his story, you know, keep his name out there, you know, kind of keep him alive in a way. So it's been great for everybody back home.
I can only imagine how much that means for you every time. And when you score, you do the
– yeah.
Is that for your brother?
For him, yeah. You know, one to the top, 2 pounds to the chest and point up. That's definitely for my little brother every time, yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's neat you're afforded the opportunities, and more than that, it's neat you've pushed yourself to
yeah.
this where you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And speaking of these opportunities, you
yeah.
score against the Bucks,
mm-hmm.
you guys win that game. You had a touchdown against the Falcons. You guys won that game. You got a big one coming Sunday
yeah.
in Carolina.
Right.
Not to mention it's your coach's old team.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, Cam Newton's going to be on
yeah.
the field. what's the vibe like here in practice knowing – that you guys have to keep pressing the gas?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same approach every week. You know, we come out and we're trying to get better. We're trying to focus on ourselves as a team, continue to get better with the details of the offense, the defense, special teams. But, you know, it's a big one for Coach Rivera. But, you know, he told us in the team meeting, let him worry about, you know, going back home and him and Cam Newton and all those things. And, you know, we just worry about going out there and playing football. That's all we're focused on. I'm sure the stadium will be electric. Cam, first home game back home, and it's exciting for us. You know, big game and a lot of fans, and it'll be fun.
Did you watch Cam at all growing up?
Oh yeah. At Auburn, you know, his Heisman Trophy year, growing, you know, going through the league, watching. It was my second year in the league, actually my first year, my rookie year in the league when they went to the Super Bowl. I've always watched Cam growing up. Happy for him that he got an opportunity to get back in the league, and you know, hope he takes, you know, full advantage of it, just not on Sunday.
That's fair. You know what really helps a defense and just a team effort?
Mm-hmm.
10-minute drives by the offense. Yeah. You got another one of those in store on Sunday?
Hopefully we can put one together. You know, I came into the locker room after that game on Sunday, and it's a grown man drive. You know, that's kind of, you know, how I described that. And, you know, if we can continue to put drives similar like that together, I think we'll be in a good place.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate
man.
You. Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.